Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today inshallah we'll have class number 5 in the series of classes titled Your Journey to Eternity, and the title of the class of today is The Benefits of the Good Deeds. Last week we learned that every believer who believes in the Day of Judgment and in the meeting of Allah the Almighty believes that there is an eternal life must prepare herself for this important event through doing the good deeds. We will read now about the importance of our deeds in the Day of Judgment, number 99, verse number 6, surah number 99, verse number 6. الله الرحمن الرحيم يومئذ Okay, sister, let us read the surah from the start so that you will, inshallah, it is a small one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burdens, and man will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information about what happened over it of good or evil. Because your Lord will inspire it, that day mankind will proceed in scattered groups that they may be shown their deeds. So whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom shall see it.
So actually, sisters, it is clear from this verse of the Quran that we will face our deeds on the Day of Judgment, and according to our deeds, either good or bad, it will be our final destination. Okay, now regarding the importance of our deeds on the Day of Judgment, okay, let us analyze our deeds, okay, according to this schedule. Here, actually, this is the worldly life test. Okay, what is the subject of the test? The subject of the test is our intentions, how we are performing the pillars of Islam, our manners, how we are dealing with our trusts and the rights of people, and how we are dealing with the hardships in our life. These are the subjects of the worldly test. And regarding this subject, there is a correct answer and there is a wrong answer. Those whom they will answer the correct answer will be the one whom they will be the winners, and they will be the one to have the paradise as their final destination. Those whom they will answer the wrong answer, this means that they failed the worldly life test. Accordingly, you know, the hellfire will be their destination. So let us now learn about this, the subjects of the test of the worldly life, so that inshallah we can be from those whom they will answer the correct answers. Number one, and the most important in the worldly life test, is the intention. Okay? If you want to have the correct answer regarding your intention for every deed and every saying, it must be for Allah's sake. That is to say, for obedience of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Okay, if you have your intention, for example, to learn the knowledge for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of showing off or for the sake of gaining, you know, any worldly, you know, benefit. If you have your intention from marriage is for obedience of Allah, raising your kids, obedience of Allah, doing all the trusts and the rights for obedience of Allah. My intention from accepting the hardship is for the sake of Allah. Whenever my intention, so long my intention is for Allah's sake, I am answering the correct answer regarding my intention. But for those whom they have the wrong answers regarding their intention, is that their intention is always for the worldly benefit. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I am teaching the knowledge of Islam for the sake of getting, you know, some payment from you, or for the showing off, or for my name to be known in the community, for a prestige, whatever. Okay, worldly benefit, this means that this is a wrong answer. Our deeds must be for Allah's sake, so that Allah will reward us in the Day of Judgment. Because if my intention is for the worldly benefit, this means that I will get the benefit in this worldly life. So why Allah will reward me again in the Day of Judgment? But if my intention is only for Allah's sake, this means that I am not rewarded yet for my intention. My reward, inshallah, will be in the Day of Judgment. The second subject of the test are the pillars of Islam. These are the fasting, prayer, charity, going to Hajj. Okay, if you do all of these obligations for the obedience of Allah, because we are commanded to pray, we are commanded to fast, we are commanded to do Hajj and to give charity. If I obey and my obedience is for Allah's sake, this means that my answers are correct and all my acts of worship, inshallah, regarding fasting, prayer, charity and Hajj are accepted by Allah, and I will be rewarded for it on the Day of Judgment. But if I say, no, you know, I can't pray 5 prayers per day, I can pray Fajr prayer, or I can pray Dhuhr prayer and Asr prayer, but the rest I can't. Too difficult for me. Month of Ramadan, when it comes in the month of August, is too difficult for me. Okay, I will not. I will not pray regularly. I will not fast. The charity is too much for me. I will give part of it only. This is the disobedience. This is the wrong answers regarding the pillars of Islam. The next is the manners. Allah commanded us in the Quran to have the best manners as Muslims. So if as Muslims, inshallah, we have the good manners for the sake of Allah, okay, this means that you have the good man. You have the good manner, this means that you have the correct answer, okay? When you are the one who have the care, love, compassion, forgiveness, all praise to Allah, these are the correct answers. But if you decide, okay, to live this worldly life according to the worldly benefit, I must be a hypocrite. 100%. Okay, because if I say to the people the reality and the truth, none will love me. None will give me anything. All the people will be against me. Okay, so the only way to have the worldly benefit is to become a liar, a hypocrite, you know, and other bad manners. This means that maybe you will succeed in the worldly life. Maybe you will have the worldly life benefits, but you are answering the wrong answer in the worldly life test. Next is the trusts, okay? Your spirit is a trust, your parents are a trust, your kids are a trust, everything is a trust, your wealth, okay? If you fulfill your trust, what is the meaning of fulfilling your trust? Obeying the commands of Allah regarding these trusts, giving the people the rights, everyone in your life, this means that you answer the correct answer regarding the subject of trusts and rights in the worldly life test. But if you are the kind of human being living, as most of the people they are living, they are very selfish. Most of the people are very selfish. Okay? When you tell me, Sister Mona, are you sacrificing a little bit for your kids? I tell you, no, no, never. Why I sacrifice for them? You tell me, Sister Mona, but your kid or your kids are a trust from Allah. I tell you, no, no, it is too difficult for me. I am caring for Mona. My goal from this worldly life is to take care of myself. Okay, let them take care of themselves. This is not part of my business. I will not. Okay? Are you giving everyone their rights? No, I am not giving. Or I am giving a little bit. Let them give me, then I will give them. Okay? But at the end result, neglecting the trusts and the rights of the people. Okay? And the last subject of the in our worldly life test is hardship. And actually, sister, the hardship is there are two forms of hardships. Either a lot of wealth and a lot of worldly benefits. And if you have a lot, okay, you must be thankful. If you are answering the right answer and the correct answer, when Allah tests you, give you the test of the hardship in the form of a lot of wealth, a lot of kids, a lot of worldly enjoyments, you must be thankful. Most of the people, when Allah gave them the test of the hardships in the form of a lot, they are arrogant. They are never thankful to Allah. They always say, we have everything because we worked hard, because we tried our best. No, 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 it is not from Allah. It is because of my effort. Okay, this means that failure in this form of hardship. The other form of hardship, okay, is the loss. Okay, loss of the loved one, the loss of wealth, loss of health. Okay, for those whom they have the correct answer, okay, this means that they are patient and they are accepting the decree of Allah because they believe that they are in a test. Okay, so long I am in the test, I must be patient and I must accept Allah's decree, because those whom they are patient, they will be rewarded, you know, with an unlimited reward. So I want to be from those whom they have the unlimited reward, inshallah. I am patient and I am accepting everything from my Lord. This means that I have the correct answer regarding the hardships. But those whom they have the wrong answers regarding the hardships, they are always have the feeling of rejection and objection. Okay, no, 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 this decree is too much for me. I can't tolerate every day hardship, every day problem. I am not happy, I am objecting. Oh Allah, this is too much. And this kind of, you know, complaining from Allah. This complaining from Allah is the worst in the scale of Allah. Okay, because, you know, you are just, you know, a slave to Allah. We are not supposed, if we believe that we are Allah's slaves, to complain from Him. To complain from Him to whom? To other slaves like us? No power, no will, no mercy. So this is the reality of the worldly life test, sisters. Those whom they answer all these correct answers, this means that those whom they are doing the good deeds. These are the good deeds. To have your intention for Allah's sake, to obey Allah's commands, to have the good manners, to fulfill the trusts and the rights, to be patient and to accept all Allah's decree. These are the good deeds, okay? And these are the bad deeds. This is Allah's path, and this is Iblis or Shaitan path. So I am clarifying to you now the importance of the good deeds, okay? If you are living your life doing the good deeds, you are answering the worldly life test with correct answers. You are the successful, you are the winner. If you don't do the good deeds in the worldly life, this means that your answers are wrong. You are failing the worldly life test, and you will fail on the day of judgment. Okay, so this is the proof of the importance of the good deeds, okay, on the day of judgment. Sisters, according to this schedule, we must that a human being equals his deeds. Who is Mona? Mona is her deeds. Okay? Her deeds that are recorded in her record. Okay? And on the day of judgment, I will receive my reward. Okay? I am living in a test doing deeds. good and bad. Okay? According to my deeds, I will be evaluated. And according to that evaluation, I will have my final destination. Okay? Let us now read regarding these facts from Surah number 36. We will read from verse 51 to 54.
الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
You know, sisters, if you read in English, you will have the same reward as the one reading in Arabic. Okay, no problem. And if you are a revert, you will have the double. Okay, so forget the issue of the language. And forget the music. Okay, this is when I am reading, I'm in Kanat Illa. This is because, you know, Alhamdulillah, I memorized the Quran. So I have it. But this is not related to the reward. The reward is up to obedience of the rules. Okay? No, you will read.
51. And the trumpet will be blown, the second blowing, and behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. They will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, this is what the Most Gracious Allah has promised, and the messenger spoke the truth. It will be but a single shout. So behold, they will all be brought up before us. This day, the day of resurrection, none will be wronged in anything, nor will you be requited anything except that which you used to do.
Okay. Actually, sisters, I need you to read in verse number 54, the last one, okay, the last line, or the last two lines. Nor will you be requited anything except that which you used to do. Okay, this is the fairness of Allah, this is the justice of Allah. Okay, everything will be evaluated according to your own deeds. You are the one who chose these deeds. So you must be evaluated according to what you used to do. Okay, let us now actually have a question, which is, so long the good deeds are very important for us in the Day of Judgment, how we can motivate ourselves to do the good deeds? Okay, you can motivate yourself to do the good deeds when you believe that good deeds are of great benefit for you in the worldly life as well as in the Day of Judgment. Okay, when you will believe that when I will do good deeds, I will have a blessing or a reward in the worldly life and also in the hereafter, inshallah, this will motivate you to do the good deeds. So the next question will be, why you want to prove to us that the good deeds will give me benefits here in the worldly life and later in the hereafter? The answer is we will read the answer from Surah number 17, verse number 11.
الله الرحمن الرحيم ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا.
I will clarify to you how the good deeds will give you a lot of benefit in the worldly life, because Allah in the Quran clarifies the nature of the human being. Man is ever hasty. What is the meaning of this? This means that man is always looking for a quick reward. When I tell you, sister, try to treat your husband in a good way, you will tell me, okay, for Allah's sake, this is will be later in the hereafter. What about the worldly life? He will give me a gift. He will treat me in the good way. He will allow me to do whatever I am looking for. Give me something now, quickly. Okay, I want a quick reward, so that I will be convinced and motivated to keep on this obedience of my husband. So also regarding doing the good deeds, inshallah, now I will clarify to you how you will receive a quick reward or a quick benefit when you will do a good deed. Because this is your nature. You need to have something in your hand. When you do something good, you want to have something, you know, because in return. This is number one. Number two, why I will clarify to you also that the good deeds will give you the paradise. Okay, why I'm clarifying to you this? Because the human being, the nature of the human being is that you always like to have everything. I can have something in this world, the life in return, but also the paradise is better, and I want the paradise. I want everything. I want a quick reward, and I want all the reward. All the reward for the good deeds, the best of the reward for the good deeds actually is in the hereafter when you will be, inshallah, in the paradise. But also, when you will do the good deed in the worldly life, you will have a lot in return, a promise from Allah, which we will learn it now. I am trying to clarify to you these sisters and insisting on these facts related to the good deeds, because most of the people are under the impression that doing good deeds equal to reward in the hereafter. Okay? And most of the people are, as Allah said, man is ever hasty. Most of the people are looking for the reward to have it now quickly. Okay? Most of the people are not patient to receive the reward in the paradise, because most of the people have doubt regarding the Day of Judgment. Because if you are sure, and if you have the sincere belief in the Day of Judgment, you will not be, looking for the quick reward. What is the problem for my reward to come later, inshallah, in the hereafter, the most important meeting in my life? But most of the people have the doubt related to the Day of Judgment. Accordingly, if I do good deed now, give me something in return. Okay. Allah will give you a lot in return, because Allah is the most merciful, and Allah wants to motivate every one of us to do the good deeds. And to tell you the truth, sister, after this class, when you will learn about the benefits of the good deeds in this life and in the hereafter, if you are still reluctant to do the good deeds, this means that your belief in Allah is not clear. You know, unfortunately. And I clarify this fact to the Arabic-speaking sister, the born Muslims, the last Thursday. Because I always, give this class in Arabic first. If after learning that there are a lot of benefits from doing the good deeds, but still my spirit is not motivated yet, your spirit is not believing in Allah 100%. Revise your belief. If you revise your belief, inshallah, doing the good deeds will be easy for you. Okay? So now, inshallah, we will start to learn about the benefits of doing the good deeds in this worldly life. What I will receive in this worldly life related to the good deeds, we will start to read from Surah Al-Asr. Surah Al-Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We will start about benefits of the good deeds in the worldly life from Surah Al-Asr, Surah number 103. And also in Surah Al-Asr, we will learn the relation between the belief and the good deeds. Okay, the importance of having the belief, okay, so that you can do the good deeds. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 103. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
By Al-Asr, verily man is in loss, except those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth.
Okay.
And recommend one annotation.
Thank you. Actually, sister, this of the Quran or chapter of the Quran consists only of three small verses of the Quran. But this is the whole Islamic constitution. Okay? Allah the Almighty is swearing. This is the swear that Allah is swearing that throughout the history of man, there has been only one trustworthy path The path is the adoption of faith, followed with doing the good deeds and counseling to follow the truth and to steadfastness. All other paths lead to loss. What is the meaning of this, sisters? Allah is swearing. Allah the creator, Allah the owner, Allah the all-knower is swearing, okay, that verily man is in loss. Everyone is in loss except who are those, the exception, okay, those whom they have the belief, okay, they do the righteous deeds, okay, and they, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, recommend one another to the truth and to patience. Okay, I will clarify to you in full details about the meaning of these three verses of the Quran, because actually this is the whole Islamic constitution. Okay, number one, we will start by the fact that Allah is swearing. This means that this is a fact and there is no doubt in this fact. Man is in loss. Everyone will be a loser. Okay? He will be a loser in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? Except those whom they have these four qualities. So you will tell me why. Why only those whom they have these four qualities are not losers, they are the real winners? I will clarify to you from the first quality, which is the belief in the oneness of Allah. Okay? What is the importance of the belief in the oneness of Allah, which is called the faith in Islam? Okay. Actually, sisters, you must believe that the belief in the oneness of Allah is the link. It is the link between who? Between the minute, transient human being and Allah. If we are transient and minute, Allah is the absolute, and Allah is the everlasting originator of the whole universe. You must all the time evaluate your belief in Allah as a link. Between whom? Between handful of dust and everything. Okay, this is my belief in Allah. Me, Mona, is only handful of dust and a spirit. Okay? And when I believe in Allah, I believe in the whole power. Allah is all the power. Allah is all the will. Allah is all the mercy. Allah is the owner, the creator, the originator. Allah is the one who will decide my destination on the day of judgment. Allah is everything in this life. So when I believe in Him, I have a link with Him. I am connected to Him through my belief in Allah. And sisters, this is why when you are a true believer in Allah, you love the belief in Allah. You appreciate it very highly. When you tell me, Mona, what is the most precious thing in you? Your watch? Your car? Your qualification? I tell you, no. My belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the most precious in Mona. Because through my belief in Allah, I have all my concepts, I have all my values, I have all my manners, I have my goal in life, I am doing the good deeds, I fear Allah, I observe Allah, I fulfill my trusts, I give the rights to the people, I have the good manners, I have a goal in my life, I try to spread the good in every minute of my life. For the sake of what? For the sake of the link. I want to keep this link as strong all the time until I meet Him, the one who gave me that link. Because without the link of Allah, I am totally lost. I will not have any source for anything good in my life. You will tell me how, give me a proof. I tell you, I will give you a proof. When I decided, for example, someone decided to marry, okay, or decides to marry, her mother or her sister will start to give her advice. Okay? I want you, for example, I am the mother of the girl whom she will marry. I want you to have a very strong personality from day one. Don't allow your husband to control you. Don't allow your husband to get any dollar from your salary. Don't allow the family of your husband to come and visit you and stay over in your house. Have these rules very clear to you. Then it happened that that girl married and this strategy failed. So she will look for another advisor. This advisor is her aunt. Her aunt advisor is totally the opposite of her mother advisor. Be very nice. Try to accommodate. Don't say any word. Give him everything. Okay? After 1 year, she will come back and say, again, the strategy failed. Why? Because both of them, they don't know her husband. The only one who knows her husband is the one who planned for her that husband, Allah the Almighty. So, if I want to succeed with that husband, I have to follow the rules of the one who chose that husband for me, Allah the Almighty. Okay? Accordingly, in my life, I must have a source for my manners, for my decisions, for my plans, for my values, for my concepts. The only source must be the one who created me and created all the people around me and brought them to my life so that they are part of my worldly test. According to his rules, I can succeed with those people. But according to the advices of all the human beings, I will fail. Accordingly, so long I have the link, I will follow that source. Okay, the Allah, the Almighty, I will follow the Holy Quran. I will follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Why? Because I have the link. It is the source of all my concepts and values and manners. This is number one. Number two, Allah said in the Holy Quran that He is the source of all the light. When I am connected with the source of the light, I will have part of that light. I will have it inside my spirit, and I will have it outside my spirit. So inside my spirit, everything will be in the correct place. I will have everything correct inside me. And outside me, my decisions and my plans will be according to the light. I am not confused. I am not in the darkness, which most of the people and most of the Muslims are living in, because their link with Allah is not the correct one. Okay, this is the importance of having the link. Still, Allah the Almighty is the source of the power and the will. When I am connected with Him in the correct way, I will be all the time having a power and a will. In spite of the fact that I am living a lot of hardships, no problem. Still, I have a source of power in my spirit. I don't know from where I am getting this source of power in my spirit. A lot of power, a lot of motivation, a lot of hope. How you can get all of this from that link? Because Allah the Almighty is the source of security, hope, tranquility, happiness. Every good feeling in life, it is from Allah, the creator of everything. If I am connected with Him, I will have these feelings in my spirit. And believe me, sisters, when you try more and more for that link, you will feel it. You will feel it that there are, in the life of every one of us, there are hardships. But in spite of living a hardship, you will still be motivated to continue life, to make another trial. There is still a hope. I can succeed. And everyone will question, how you have this hope and you are still motivated in spite of all this failure? Okay, you will tell her, sister, I don't know, but this is something inside me. I am not focused on the failure. I am focused on the hope. Tomorrow, inshallah, will be better, I am sure. Everyone will tell you are mad. There is no tomorrow for you. No, no, inshallah, there is tomorrow. And tomorrow will come. Because Allah is the one, the creator. This is the importance of the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important link in this worldly life. Okay, the source of existence for the spirit is to be connected with the everlasting Allah. When I am connected with Him, I am alive. If I am not connected with Him, I am dead. And Allah the Almighty clarified this fact in one of the verses of the Quran. I will give it to you now because you are revered sisters, and inshallah you must appreciate these sisters, those whom they are not connected with Allah. In reality, they are in loss and they are dead. Okay, we will read this verse of the Quran. Now, sisters, from Surah number 6, verse number 102. And believe me, sisters, I always believe that this was my case. In spite of the fact I was praying, I did hajj, I was having a head cover, but still the true belief, the sincerity of the belief was not so clear in my spirit. Alhamdulillah, when I started 11 years ago giving these classes, getting more in the depths of the belief in the oneness of Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I consider that this is the verse, this is my own situation. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Awa man kana maytan fa'ahyaynaahu wa ja'alna lahu nooran yamshi bihi fil nasi kaman mathaluhu fil zulumati laysa bikharijin minha kathalika zuyyina lil kafirina ma kanu ya'maloon. You know, I want you to read all, but what is in between? You know, can I see you? I will tell you, tell me, you will not read it. Or I can read it for you. Okay, I will read it. And I will, you know, I will not read everything because the problem, this translation is made in Saudi Arabia. Okay? The problem is that they always consider the Muslims, you know, are those whom they are saved. Even if I do bad deeds, if even I am not doing anything, but I am saved. Okay.
Really?
Yes. You know, this is what
like
this is what you this is what you feel from the. You know, he always like to concentrate on the disbelief, disbelief. No, it is not only the disbelief, because if you are a Muslim and not doing good deeds, you are not a believer. You know, because if you believe, now I will clarify to you about the relation between the belief and the good deed. If you say I am a true believer, but you are not doing good deeds, you are failing the worldly life test, this means that there was no clear true belief in your spirit. Because the belief equal to do the good deeds. This is what I will clarify to you. But unfortunately, because those whom they translate the Quran, they are under the impression that, you know, those whom they will read it in English, they must be warned regarding the disbelief. No, they must be warned regarding everything. You know, they are always disbelief. What about Muslims whom they are not practicing any Islam? No, they never discuss them. The Arabic Quran is not like this. You know, the Arabic Quran is not mentioning the disbelief. The Arabic Quran is related to those, either you are a true believer or you are still a Muslim but not true believer, you will be also punished. You get my point? Because this is the reality of the belief. You know, you cannot have 1,000 Muslims whom they are not doing anything as Muslims, good deeds, and you are in the paradise. Why? Why they will be? They don't deserve the paradise. You get my point? So it is not the belief or the disbelief, it is the reality of the belief which is translated to good deeds. Okay? So I will read it to you. And disbelief, and we gave him life by knowledge and faith, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men like him who is in darkness from which he can never come out. Dark sisters, it's fusion. Okay, I don't have any reference for anything. I am trying to raise my kids in the best shape, but they are not good because I don't have a reference. I read some philosophy book and some psychology books, and I attend some lectures regarding raising the kids, but everything is not successful with my kids. What can I do? This is the confusion. This is the darkness. Where are the rules of the Creator who created your kids? Who knows the nature of your kids? Who is testing you with your kids? Who knows your ability and how you can manage these kids? Follow the rules of the one who created you and created your kids. Inshallah, you will be rewarded. Either they will be good kids or bad kids, you are rewarded. Why? Because you follow the rules of the one who created everything. But if I follow the rules of the philosophy and psychology and the lectures and this and that, okay, and my kids are not good, I will not be rewarded. Okay, so the basic fact is that I need a light in my life. Okay, I need a source, I need a reference. Okay, I will have the reference from the human beings whom they are more ignorant than me. No, I will not have the reference from them. I will have the reference from the one who created everything. Okay, Allah created us and Allah knows how Mona can be in the best shape. How you can manipulate this and get from her the best. how you can manipulate her husband, how these two human beings can live a good life, and how these two human beings can fight day and night. Also regarding the kids, how this poor Mona can raise three daughters in the best shape, okay? Because Allah created for me, for example, one of them very easygoing, one of them very difficult, one of them is opposite my personality. So Allah knows how He is testing me with these three different spirits. So if I follow His rules, inshallah, I can manage as I can. But if I follow the rules of the psychology and philosophy, they don't know the nature of my daughters. Okay, and everyone has her own nature. So you cannot have one rule for everyone. It will never work. I must have a rule for this one. This one, I must be very patient with her. The other one, I can have some rules, you know, I can control a little bit. The other one, no, she needs very special treatment. All of this I will learn when I believe that Allah, the Creator, He gave me a lot of, you know, ways to take care of my kids. Okay, so if you want, you know, to feel that you are alive and you have light, and Allah, out of His mercy, okay, is showering you with His, you know, guidance, you know. Again, sisters, when I have the link with the source of guidance, I will be guided or not? I will be guided. And this guidance will be inside me. Maybe I don't feel it, but my actions are proving that there is a source of guidance in this spirit. You know, she's not always confused. She's not following the shaitan. You know, whenever she made a mistake, she will, you know, try to compensate for that mistake. Okay, still there is something different here. This is the link with Allah, the Almighty. So this is the importance. I want to clarify to you that this is the importance of believing in Allah. In conclusion, faith or belief in the oneness of Allah is the great root of life from which goodness springs in its different forms. You will not do any good deed, okay, for the sake of nothing except when you believe in Allah. Because when you believe in Allah, I am doing this for Allah. Not for the sake of anyone. Sister, they like me, alhamdulillah. They don't like me, alhamdulillah. They show off, alhamdulillah. Never show off, none of my business. Why? Because I have Allah, the Almighty. Okay? The goal of all my deeds is for Him. And I am linked with Him. And so long I come to the masjid and I started the class, I feel a lot of tranquility and peace. But Sister Mona, there are no sisters, no problem. Allah is there. Allah is with me. He is recording everything. He is rewarding me the minute I started my class alone. So what is the problem for the sisters? So when the sisters come, I will be nice. I will be welcoming them. I will not be upset. I will not start to say, you know, sisters, I'm coming from far away. And whatever. I will never have these feelings. And you know, sisters, your spirit has a space. If the space of your spirit is full of anger, upset, confusion, darkness, there is no place for the good. There is no place for the hope. There is no place for the motivation. But when your spirit is all the time connected with Allah, and believe me, sister, this is the truth. When you are connected with Allah, all the time there is good in your spirit. There is good feelings in your spirit. So you are saving yourself by being connected with Allah. I will give the class. I will have the reward. I recorded, alhamdulillah. I will welcome all the sisters. Then I will go home in the best shape psychologically. I will not go home very upset. What can I do with these sisters? What is the solution now? I must cancel the class. No. I must warn the sister. No, I will call them at home. No, I will send a text message. I will. What is this? You are doing this for Allah's sake. And Allah, alhamdulillah, accepted your deed and will reward you. Why you care for your husband, for your kids, for the sisters, for anyone? I never care for the human being. I am doing the good deeds and I am already receiving, all praise to Allah, the tranquility, the peace, the security. He is pleased with me. The source of all the good is pleased with me. This is the reality of the belief in the oneness, sister. You are never alone. You are linked 24 hours to all the power, all the will, all the hope, all the good. All praise to Allah. None can cause for you any harm at all. At all. And I believe in this, someone will come and tell me so and so will harm you. I tell her, no. No, sister. I'm very sorry. I am protected from these feelings. None can harm me at all. All the worldly life together cannot harm me. Because the only one who has the power, I am linked with him. And he is sending for me these messages all the time. 24 hours. I am with you. I am taking care of you. I am all the power. You will not need anyone. You will not look for the help from anyone. You will not ask help from anyone. Just keep the link with me, and I am responsible for all your needs. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I will never go and say to my husband, oh, my husband, this and that, lying, because I fear him. I never fear human beings, because they are powerless. I fear Allah. Out of my fear of Allah, I am doing all the good for the sake of Allah. This is the reality of having a living spirit, not a spirit which is always worried, upset, confused, in darkness, full of fear, what will happen to me tomorrow. Tomorrow is up to Allah. If I have a provision tomorrow, Allah will bring for me tomorrow. If I don't have provision for tomorrow, there will be no tomorrow for morning. No problem. All praise to Allah. So you see, sisters, I want you, as inshallah, revered sisters, to appreciate highly. This is, you know, the mercy of the belief in Islam. This is the most precious gift in Islam. The link with Allah. The rest, which is, I will mention to you now, other benefits from doing the good deeds, is addition. But the most important gift in this life is to have this link all the time and to try to make it more deep in your spirit. More deep. My value is from Allah. Everything is from Allah. Allah will take care of me. I am full of hope. I am sure of the hope. Okay? And actually, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the husband of his daughter and his cousin, okay, he said, I am very thankful to hope. Because using the hope, or with the help of the hope, I passed all the difficult days of my life. Alhamdulillah, how you can have the hope? Only from Allah. None can give you the hope inside your spirit. I can sit with the sister and tell her, have hope, be strong. Don't, no, but it will never be inside your spirit except when Allah the Almighty, because Allah is the only one controlling the hearts. Okay, all the hearts of the human being, according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is between two fingers of Allah. And he is moving them. Okay, so if my heart is only up to Allah, okay, I need all the mercy and the hope and the tranquility and the security and the peace. You can have this only from one way. You cannot buy peace. You cannot buy security. You cannot buy love, care, compassion, tranquility. You cannot buy any of these, sisters. This is only up to Allah. We can buy cars, okay, as people are saying, you can buy the bed, but you cannot buy the sleep, okay? You're good. You can buy the food, but you cannot buy the to be hungry, okay? You can buy a lot of issues, okay, materialistic. But you cannot, you know, buy the feelings. Okay? Accordingly, the only way in this life, and I am clarifying this to you, sisters, because all praise to Allah, I am living my life only through my belief in the oneness of Allah. I am continuing to try to do the good deeds by all the means to everyone. Alhamdulillah. Not looking for anything from anyone. My only source for all of this is not my manners or how I am polite or I was from a good family. No, nothing of this. It is only my link with the one, the source of all the good in this life, and my belief in this. Sometimes I have one of my daughters whom she's always discussing my belief. And she's telling me, I want to know from where you get these cups of hope every day in the morning. You know, it's very, very strange. Every day you wake up having a lot of cups of the hope. You try to distribute it to everyone. From where? We have hardships, we have problems, we have this and that. I tell her, I receive it from Allah. All praise to Allah. Allah knows. Alhamdulillah. I wake up every day full of hope, believing that everything will be in the best shape, inshallah, and I am sure. And you know, with this feeling, you know, I passed a lot of hardships. You know, these hardships didn't affect my belief or my health to a lot of extent or my psychological condition or my good deeds. I never stop a class. You know, in 11 years, mostly, I'm trying, except if the masjid is closed, you know, I will come and I will teach. I was not teaching in English. I was not teaching to that depth, you know. But I am trying to increase and increase. You know, this class, I am preparing this class in 8 hours. And I am teaching this class to 3 sisters. Okay? Any other one can say, why all of this? I can open the internet. And I can copy any class and I come and teach it to you. Why I have to do all of this? I am getting from the Quran, from here, tafsir, from here, you know, all of this. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I am the one putting the plan, getting everything, trying to translate and doing. Why? Alhamdulillah. Because I believe that the more you do for the sake of Allah, the more Allah will be pleased with you. I am in need of Allah to be pleased with me. In this life, in the hereafter, I will clarify to you now why we must be all the time in need and why we must do the good deeds. We will learn about other benefits of doing the good deeds in the worldly life from Surah number 16, verse number 97, which I already clarified to you now. Allah will mention to us now in the Holy Quran. Allah Rahman Rahim. Let us continue first with Surah Al-Asr. Okay, I clarified to you the importance of faith and the belief in Allah. So now what is the relation between faith and the good deeds? The good deeds are the fruits of the belief in the oneness of Allah. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, if you have the Islamic faith, you will be motivated to do the good deeds for Allah's sake. So the next question will be, why there are two forms of good deeds are mentioned in this chapter of the Quran? Is to recommend one another to the truth and to recommend one another to patience. Why only these two good deeds are mentioned? Okay, Allah is mentioning that every man is in loss except those whom they have these four qualities. Number one, the belief in the oneness of Allah. Number two, to do the good deeds. Number three, to recommend one another Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to recommend one another to the truth. Okay? Because following the truth, actually, it is not the truth, it is the right path. Recommend one another to the right path. This is the meaning, you know, the right meaning is not to recommend one another to the truth, is to the al-haq, is the right path. Because following the right path is very difficult. Because life is full of oppression. For example, now, if I want to say the truth, okay, everyone will be against me. If I come and say, for example, there is a lot of oppression going on in the worldly life, okay? Someone will come and tell me, if you keep on saying the truth, you know, this will cause for you troubles on all the levels in your life. Okay? So, another sister will come and tell me, no, Sister Mona, I am recommending you. Let us recommend each other to follow the right path. It is difficult. It causes troubles. But still, we are believers in the oneness of Allah and none can harm us except Allah. So when the goal is difficult to do it or to achieve it alone, you need others to recommend you. Okay? So following the right path is difficult. You need others to recommend you, to support you. Also, to be patient is very difficult. and you need others to support you. For example, if one sister is having a difficult husband, causing troubles and this and that, but she has kids, okay? And those kids maybe will be lost. She's not working, she's not earning. This, the man is the source of earning. So if the other sisters will support her, be patient. Life is short. Allah will reward you unlimited for your patience. Try to look for something good in that husband. Look to your kids. Forget the hardship. Try to look for the bright future for your kids if you are patient. So when we will support each other to be patient with everything. Suppose I have a handicapped child and I am crying day and night. Oh Allah, why I am the one to have that handicap? Why everyone is having healthy kids and I am the only one? I am not happy. I am not accepting your decree. I will not. It is difficult. Okay, to be patient with Allah's decrees. But if I have, you know, other sisters whom they are true believers and they will recommend each other, they will support me. Mona, no, Mona, this is wrong. You have to accept Allah's decree. Maybe that handicapped child is the reason that your husband is still living with you. Maybe that handicapped child is the reason for the big provision which Allah is giving to your husband. Maybe. Be patient. And the paradise is waiting for you for the sake of that handicapped child. Okay, look to his eyes. Okay, he is a very poor child. Why you hate him? Why you are against him to be in your life? Try to get the benefit. This is, sisters, how we can support each other to be patient with Allah's decree. But if you look around you, in our reality, in the world life, people are supporting each other to be patient or to be not patient?
Not patient.
Not patient.
So most of the people are in loss. You see, sister, this is the meaning of this verse of the Quran. If we are not supporting each other to be patient, if we are not supporting each other to follow the right path, we are in loss. Why? Because we are answering the wrong answers in the worldly life. We are objecting, we are rejecting, we are not happy. We are not following anything. We are not giving the rights. We are not fulfilling the trusts. We are in loss. Okay? But if we want to be the winners in reality, sisters, try to check yourself. Okay? Are you the one always supporting the right path and the patience? How you can support the right path and the patient, sister, through the belief in the oneness of Allah. Only. If you are a true believer in Allah, so what is the problem? What we can do? We cannot change anything. This is Allah's decree, and we cannot change it. The only way is to believe that this is part of my worldly life test. I want to answer the right answers. Now I will clarify to you more about the benefits of the belief of the doing the good deeds in the worldly life. We will read now. Now we will read from Surah number 16, verse number 97. I will give you a very good reason to do the good deeds, to be sure of the benefits of the good deeds in our worldly life.
16, verse 97.
الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer, verily to him we will give a good life in this world with respect, contentment, and lawful provision. And we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do.
Okay, so actually, sister, this is a general rule about action and reward. Okay, the first item of this rule is that the two sexes, male and female, are equal with regard to their action and the reward they receive for them. Okay, because some people are saying Islam is against the women, the reward is only for the men. Allah is never mentioning the women in regard to the reward. So this verse of the Quran is Allah is clarifying that whoever do good deeds, either a male or a female, okay, so long he is a true believer. You see, sisters, okay, while he or she is a true believer, this is the most important basic need. Okay, verily Allah will give them a good life. Okay, so actually this is, you know, male and female, both of them, they are equal with regard to the action and reward. They will enjoy the same relationship with Allah, so Allah will reward them equally. Okay, so this is number one. Number two, another aspect of this equal rule is that good action must have a strong foundation, which is the faith, okay, which is the pure belief in the oneness of Allah. Also, Allah is clarifying, sister, that when you will do the good deed, you will have a good life in this worldly life. Okay? So someone may ask, a good life means a lot of money, a lot of wealth, a lot of kids, a lot of worldly enjoyment? No, this is not the good life. Because many people, they have a lot of everything, and they are drunk most of the time, and they are having drugs, in spite of the fact they are very wealthy. Actually, my daughter is in... let me stop this. Actually, regard life in the life, it may be without a lot of money, but with good health, peaceful and blessed living, love and compassion. For the true believers, Allah the Almighty is promising them a good life in this worldly life. And actually, sisters, inshallah, when you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah and you are trying to do the good deeds, inshallah, your worldly life will be a good one, because you will be always accepting Allah's decree and you will be always thankful to Allah, even if you have if you don't have a lot of anything, but you have all what you need. All praise to Allah. You are not in need of any person. Whatever food you need, you have a small rented apartment, alhamdulillah. You have a small car, alhamdulillah. Whatever sources for your life you are in need of, they are available, alhamdulillah. If you are a true believer in Allah, you will accept this and you will have a more important goal in your life, which is to obey Allah, so that inshallah Allah will shower you with His mercy in this life and in the life to come. So this is a promise for every believer who is doing a good deed, that Allah will give to that believer a goodly life in this world, and also the reward on the Day of Judgment will be up to the best of what he used to do. For example, if I pray always five prayers and my best prayers are always, for example, Fajr prayer and Maghrib prayer, Allah will evaluate all my prayers according to the best of them. This is a sign of Allah's mercy, and this is a sign of pleasure of Allah, and that Allah, inshallah, will forgive the sins of those whom they are true believers and doing the good deeds. So this is a glad tiding for every believer to try to do more and more of the good deeds, so that inshallah Allah will plan for you a good life in this worldly life. Also, we will read from Surah number 19, verse number 96, regarding the benefits of doing the good deeds in the worldly life. Inshallah, you will receive Allah's love. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا.
Verily, those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and work deeds of righteousness, the Most Gracious Allah will bestow love for them.
Okay. So actually, sister, this is the love of Allah, the Almighty, for those whom they are doing the good deeds and they are true believers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah loves a human being, He calls on Jibril, Angel Jibril, and says to him, Jibril, I love this person, so you love him too. Jibril then loves that person, and he calls out to all those living in the heavens, saying, Allah loved this person, so you love him too. Thus, all those who live in the heavens start to love that person, he will also be loved in the earth. This means that Allah will put for him the love and the acceptance in the hearts of the believers. And actually, sister, this is a good sign, or this is a great benefit for the true believer in the oneness of Allah, that you will always feel that the good people are in good relation with you. You are always accepted by the good people. The love for the true believer will not be for everyone. It will be for the true believers also, the good people. Because the good people are the people whom they are doing the good deeds. So Allah will put your love in the hearts of those whom they are like you, doing the good deeds. So whenever you are in a community, you will feel that there are people, good people, okay, good quality people whom there is a good relation between you and them very easily. Okay, and actually you always notice this. Sometimes you go to a meeting or to Jum'ah prayer and you look to the sisters around you. Sometimes you feel that there are some sisters whom, you know, there is a good feelings between you and them. Salaamu alaikum sister, how are you sister? As if you know each other from long time. In spite of the fact you never see them before. But there is compassion between the hearts. There is, you know, good relation between the hearts. And the opposite is correct also. Sometimes you attend a meeting and you feel that I want to leave that meeting very quickly. I am not in a good mood with anyone in this feeling, in this meeting. If you are a true believer doing the good deeds, be sure that your heart will be always in a good mood with the good people. If you are not doing the good deeds, you will come very close to those whom they are not good people. Because this is, you know, the rule of Allah. Okay, so try to look around you to know whom you are. Okay, regarding the love of Allah, the Almighty. And in this worldly life, every one of us is looking for the love of the husband, love of the kids, love of the friends, in spite of the fact that all those are human beings having no power or will. But if you are a true believer in Allah and you do the good deeds, Allah, the Almighty, will love you. What is more than this you are looking for? All the time, you know, you tell to yourself, myself, if I lost many things in this life, but I win the love of Allah. This is the most important. He will be taking care of me. He will be always with me. He will shower me with His mercy. So long I win the love of Allah, I win everything. I am not sad for any loss. I only care that Allah will love me all the time. Because so long Allah loves you, it will be the mercy of Allah to come to you with the hardships. Allah will not send for you the hardships alone. Allah will send the hardship with the mercy. Why? Because Allah loves you. So to have the love of Allah is a very great blessing in the worldly life. How I can win Allah's love? By doing the good deeds for His sake. Inshallah, in the coming classes, we will still learn that when you will do the good deeds, your good deeds will be the way to call on Allah, you know, to make for you an outlet from any hardship. Okay? Through your good deeds, you can call on Allah for the outlet for the hardships. Through your good deeds, inshallah, you will have the paradise. And we will learn about this, inshallah, next class. Next class, inshallah, we will continue to learn about what is the good deed. Any deed can be a good deed. Any deed is accepted by Allah as a good deed? No. Okay? There are two conditions for the deed to be accepted as a good deed. Inshallah, I will explain this in full details because this is very important for every one of us to know the two conditions for any deed to be accepted by Allah as a good deed. Then we will learn in the coming classes about different forms of the good deed. We will learn that the believer equals his good deeds. We will learn what is preventing us from doing the good deeds. And we will learn that we must hurry up to do the good deeds before it is too late, or this knowledge, inshallah, we will learn in the next 5 or 6 classes related to the good deeds, then inshallah we will continue with our journey to eternity. Inshallah, we will continue next week.